It's the Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine podcast, and I'm Janet Blair. Each week, I sit down with one of my girlfriends, whether it be
Teresa,
Natalie,
Carrie,
Kristen,
Tara,
Stephanie.
We talk about whatever.
We completely restore this trailer,
you know, fry people's faces off
as a bad Mexican.
I don't understand the competition that goes on between women.
Two girls and a bottle of wine.
Over a glass of wine, bottle of wine, or sometimes a couple bottles of wine. Join in on Facebook at facebook.com/twogirlsandabottleofwine. Don't miss us. Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Amber.
And we are two girls and a bottle of wine.
Because men like boobs.
And girls like wine. And it's Thursday.
It is.
We don't typically record on Thursdays. Thank you so much for your flexibility.
Of course, anytime.
Yeah. Amber is back in the house. This is your second time solo.
It is.
And we're upstairs breaking in the wine. And you started talking about your playlist when it comes to your gym.
Yes.
Because Steve sent me this link to this music that was very techno-like. Not my jam at all.
Yeah.
And I text him back. We have very different tastes in music. And when I work out, I like, I use the app Songza.
Oh, okay.
And with this app, because I did not buy the phone with enough storage, I don't have to have the music on my phone. So I click on Songza and I say, I'm working out, and it'll ask what kind of music I want to listen to. And I'll put country, upbeat country.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things is rowdy country. And that's my favorite.
Oh.
Like, it plays like the fun,
nice,
fun, upbeat country that Steve hates. So what's your jam when you work out?
So I do normally listen to country.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to listen to the upbeat country that I've downloaded myself. But I do stray from the country a little bit, and I listen to some stuff that I classify as pageant music.
What the hell? What does this mean?
So if you've ever watched the Miss America Scholarship program online or on the TV.
Okay, and I haven't.
Okay.
What is this? What is that? I've watched the Miss America pageant.
Right.
Back in the day. It's been a while.
Yes. So it's the same program mm-hmm. that I'm talking about. And I have been involved with a pageant since I was younger. So my hometown, La Crosse, has a hometown pageant called Miss La Crosse Oktoberfest.
Ooh.
Yes.
And there's beer involved.
There is.
Okay.
Yes. Sorry. Not necessarily in the pageant portion.
Right.
But
like, who can win at beer pong?
Oh, yes. Oh, we have a fest master that taps a golden keg to break in our Oktoberfest.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
And I've actually seen a baby in a golden keg while going down the parade route.
That's interesting.
Yes.
Hmm.
So
you have this Miss La Crosse Oktoberfest.
Yes. And that is like a prelude to Miss Wisconsin, and then which is a prelude to Miss America. And so during these pageants, you have opening numbers, or you have just different dance numbers that you do.
Okay.
And there tends to be some kind of upbeat music that's played. Like, I think 2 years ago was the Macklemore. I can't remember the name of it, but something about...
You could totally make something up and I'd be like, yeah,
something about the roof. I don't know. Can't raise us up. I don't know. It's something, but it's just a little bit more fast beat, kind of like R&B kind of.
Gotcha.
Like Shut Up and Dance.
Okay. Yep.
Or kind of stuff like that. So I have that on my playlist as well.
So have you done pageants?
I have.
Have you won pageants?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. There are a lot of reasons.
Are you in counseling because of this? Did I hit a nerve? Okay, good.
Not at all. It was a really good experience. I am just not pageant material.
I don't see you being that girly girl that's like,
yeah,
here, let me be perfect and smile. And
right. And that's
I want world peace.
Right. And that's not how that world worked for me. And I don't think people liked that.
I bet you were so sassy.
Yeah. And
sassy.
I was the one girl that was never on a diet. Like, we'd have like the pizza night and every girl would be like, oh my gosh, I haven't eaten anything in weeks. And I was like, really?
There's
I just
pizza.
Ate like a double cheeseburger yesterday.
Oh, you're mean. You are mean.
I don't know. And, you know, and I had I still had tattoos back then, and I refused to cover them.
They wanted you to cover your
yes,
tattoos?
Because the idea of behind being a pageant, winning the title, is that you're the girl next door.
Oh.
You're everybody's, you know, sister and friend and all of this. And apparently tattoos,
teacher.
Right, do not fit into that. And I refused to cover them, and they did show.
How long were you in the pageant world?
So I actually did the Miss La Crosse Oktoberfest pageant for about 4 years.
Holy muffin.
Yes.
Wow.
But I've also judged drag show pageants.
I could see that.
Yes.
That's more appropriate for Amber.
Right?
And are they local? Local pageants?
I've done them all in Wisconsin, so in my hometown. So they were local there.
So Denver, if you have any drag show pageants you need to judge for, we have a qualified
person. Yes, I'm in.
Person.
I know all about it. I know about tucking. Oh, I know about the makeup. I got you covered.
Wow, tucking.
Oh, yes.
I turned a little red there.
It's a process. Things go in places you just don't imagine.
How is it not painful?
Oh, it is, from what I understand.
Why do they do it then?
They
beauty.
Enjoy
it's
it.
All yeah. in the sake of
it's
beauty.
It's all about beauty.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Wow. Wow. All right. So being your only here for the second time solo, I decided to bring up some questions to kind of get to know Amber a little bit more. If you listened to last week's podcast, that was Aubrey's first time. These may sound familiar, but
they do deal a little bit. It.
All right. What was the last thing that made you angry?
So I've had to think about this one a little bit because I'm not sure who listens to the podcast.
We can use different names.
I'm going to generalize this.
Okay, there we go.
And I'm going to state that I think some of the last things that have made me angry is the opinion of how you should be based on others.
Oh.
So, you know, maybe you don't eat the right foods. Or if I say I'm trying to cut back on sugar, well, don't have too much fruit because that cuts into that, even though fruit is natural. So everybody has an opinion. Or when Nick and I should get married or have children, or how I hug, for instance.
What the heck?
Yeah.
That would bother me.
Right.
I've hugged you and you hug awesomely.
Thanks.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would make me angry too.
Yeah.
What are the three songs that are on repeat in your world right now outside of the gym?
I still have to say Shut Up and Dance is still one that I play in my car quite often because I like the upbeat of it.
Yes.
And then I have the song Fast from the new Luke Bryan CD.
Yes.
I love the song Fast.
I like the whole CD.
The CD is so good.
It was on repeat in my office when I wasn't on the phone for like 2 weeks straight. And I'm like, I have to back away from this because I'm going to hate it if I burn myself out.
Yeah.
One question before we go to your third song.
Yes.
What do you think of Kick Up the Dust?
I like that song.
Me too.
I really like it.
There's a lot of haters. Even the Luke Bryan fans are like, no. I'm like,
why?
I love that song. Like, it comes on and it makes me want to be like, yeah.
I know. It's on my workout jam. I love it.
All right. Good deal. We're on the same page.
Yes.
I told Carrie we were going to be great.
Yes. Totally. Right.
The third song. Yes, I'm on. I'm centered.
Shake It Off by Taylor Swift.
That surprises me. I could see you as a Taylor Swift hater.
Oh, really? Oh, I love Taylor Swift.
Have you always loved her?
Yes.
Constantly?
Yes.
Ever since Tim McGraw?
Yes.
There wasn't a divergent?
No.
Oh, I diverged a bit.
I never diverged because I think she still always owns who she is. And she's always out there in public. And as much hate that goes her way, she handles it really well, which is why I love the Shake It Off song.
And her lipstick is always perfect.
Right? I can't wear lipstick like that.
No. I feel like a drag queen when I wear lipstick like that. I try.
Yeah.
I'm in Taylor love currently, so we're good. What has been the highlight of your summer as we draw to a very sad end?
I know. I would have to say watching my friends get married, not in New Zealand.
Oh, more friends.
But my friends.
That didn't get married in New Zealand that Janet thought. Yes,
right.
I remember now.
I think seeing that wedding, especially a week after the announcement for the whole U.S., I really just think that was such an amazing piece of history and to be a part of that. So I loved that for my summer.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome. What is the favorite season of the year for Miss Amber?
I am a fall girl. I am really sad about the summer going out. But I like the fashion. I like fashion for the fall much better than I like it for anything else. And I'm super white. So when I wear skirts, I can wear boots and it covers it. And it's
leggings.
Amazing. Yeah.
I looked at leggings the other night and I'm like, I don't think I can pull this off. It's still August.
Yeah, I know.
Because I'm the same way. I'm super white. and I'm not a super fan of my legs. Like, I don't have Carrie Underwood legs.
I know.
I have tried. I have done squats and lunges and
You just can't get there.
Nope. It's genetics. Mm-hmm. So I like the leggings with the boots, and I feel like I can hide the legs that I don't love.
Yeah, that's exactly where I'm coming from.
If anyone, like, you know, people ask, like, if there's one thing you could change about yourself, my legs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How about you? What would, same or something else? Sorry, I threw that one.
I know. Curveball. I would probably, actually, nope, I'm going to go with boobs.
Really?
Yep, I don't like that my boobs are small.
See, I think I've just embraced it.
Yeah, I haven't.
My girlfriend, she's a few years younger than me. She's going in to buy, she's buying boobs next week. And she's so excited. I'm so excited for her. And I've always said since I was like 20 that I'm going to buy boobs one day. Now that I'm not 20 anymore, I'm a few years older. I'm like, I think I'm okay.
Yeah. See, I don't want to spend the money. I just want someone to give, like, I just want it to happen. I want to wake up on my next birthday or Christmas and have them be there.
What about the lawn boy? Does he know this?
He does. Yeah, he's not very much help, though. He doesn't seem to want to contribute to this process.
Oh. Because that could totally be like your engagement
gift. I know, right?
Here's a ring and boobs.
That would be amazing. He should probably get on that.
Yes. Is he okay if I call him Lawn Boy?
Sure.
Okay. All right.
He's all right. I mean, I call him Dick, so that's his nickname.
He'll be good. And his name's not Richard.
No, it's not.
I just went, if people were listening and didn't know, like, okay. No. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I think it's constantly changing for me.
What
I
is it today?
I don't know.
A boobalicious woman.
I want to be a woman who has lots of money to buy new boobs.
Right. And then update them every 10 years as one should.
I know. I don't see, that's not that much to ask for.
No.
I think I've always wanted to be an FBI profiler, though.
Ah, but that's such a dark world.
It is. I'm a little bit of a dark person.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's coming.
Pageantly. Oh, crap.
Never know with me.
All right. Can you cry on demand?
I cannot.
That's good.
I've been told recently, or I've heard, that I have no emotions. So I'm guessing crying on demand probably doesn't fall into that category. So...
I want to say whoever told you that is an idiot.
Yeah, pretty much. Good times.
Do you listen to other podcasts?
I do not. I only listen to yours.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Keep it up. But there is a whole world of podcasts out there.
I know. I love listening to music so much, and I love the mood that it puts me in. So I have a hard time listening to the talking. I like listening to music on my way to work and keeping me upbeat and trying to calm down after work.
Yes.
So...
All right. Now, before we go into anything else, we got to talk about your dreaming. You've got some dreams happening about me.
I do.
And Carrie told on you.
I know she did.
She's like, you need to ask Amber about the dream she had about you. I'm like, uh-oh.
And it's such a messed up dream. I have no idea how it even happened. I woke up going, what the hell?
What happened in your dream?
So I had this dream that I came over to your house. And for some reason, I had to spend the night.
Okay.
And so...
Hurricane hit Colorado?
I don't know.
Okay.
Apparently. And I had to sleep in your bed.
Oh.
With you. We were holding hands.
Oh, my God.
And then these ghosts started to happen.
Oh, weird.
So you had like a dresser or something where a ghost kept popping out. And you were like, yeah, they just keep doing that. And then you yelled at them to shut up and knock it off. And it stopped. And I was like, oh. I was like, we're talking about this on the podcast.
That's it?
Yeah. Well, no. Sorry. I know. I keep looking over there. I don't know why.
Are you seeing ghosts?
I know. I keep waiting for them to come out. And then it happened again. And so I yelled at the ghosts and it ended. And then I got up really early. Uh-huh. So I got up at 6 a.m. and you were pissed. You were so mad at me. And so the rest of the dream, I spent time trying to figure out what kind of flowers you liked.
Oh, my gosh.
Or if I could send you muffins. Because you were so mad at me that I was afraid you weren't going to let me on the podcast.
Wow. Where did that come from?
I don't even know.
I'm like, you know, I yell at Butterfly to stop barking at you when you come in.
I know.
But nothing else is anything that... No.
Wow.
Did you eat Cheetos before bed?
I did not.
Because I hear that's not a good idea. Well, I'm not mad at you.
OK. Okay, good to know.
Yeah, you don't have to buy me gifts. I'm appreciative that you came over to do the podcast, especially after I made you reschedule.
Yeah, it's all right.
That's awesome. Wow. How did Carrie react when you told her that dream?
She just laughed, and I'm pretty sure she thought I was crazy. And she's like, you have to talk about that on the podcast. Yes. You have to tell Janet.
That is awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. All right. Now, also, Carrie had a request. Carrie is a big part of this podcast.
She is.
She's not here physically, but she's here. We got to talk about her wedding.
Yes, her wedding is coming up. I understand.
Do we have a date yet?
I don't think so.
Okay, but it's approaching.
Yes, she's been talking about her fiancé quite often.
Okay, and what is she saying about her fiancé before we talk about who it is?
Right. I need to support him more than I do because I am such a fan of someone else in that same job field that she does not like.
Oh.
And she's also pretty sure that some of the new songs that have been released are about her.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And so is Blake Shelton in, like, the conversations? Like, is she tweeting at him?
No.
Or, like, because that would be awesome.
I know.
We should totally. Oh, I just thought of a Twitter campaign. Hashtag Carrie marries Blake.
That would be amazing.
And just tweet until we get blocked.
There you go.
You promise?
I promise. On
Twitter?
I am.
Okay.
We'll do it.
I gotta write this down because I have a horrible memory. Hashtag okay. Carrie marries Blake.
It'll be great. I bet he'll even go in on it.
Miranda is going to block me.
Yeah.
Maybe I create a false account.
There you go.
But we got it. So, listeners, call to action. Hashtag Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E, marries Blake. And just support it. Lots of supporting quotes, lots of supporting tweets.
Yeah.
Yes.
Carrie, I'm in.
We're getting you down that aisle.
You'll be there.
Yeah. All right. Woman crush of the week. Go ahead.
So I have decided to choose Melissa Kroskel,
okay.
who is a woman who did work in our laboratory department, mm-hmm. and now she's moved on to a BMT role. And I have chosen her because of the amazing support and mentor that she has been to me over the last year, even. I've been going through some difficult things, both personally and professionally, and she's really been there for me. And I love that she makes a point to check in on me. And I don't always have that. And so it's just really nice that she stops by. And she's also somebody who's very blunt, very forward. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people actually are afraid of her. And I love that because I sometimes get the same rap. So
I love you. I don't think you're blunt or forward in a bad way. I think it's a good thing. I wish I could be more like you. I really do.
Thank you.
So my woman crush of the week, and I haven't done this, but it is Carrie.
Oh.
And I did not plan this. Like, I was like, I'm gonna choose Carrie because, you know, she's been, like, struggling with some stuff in her mm-hmm. life. And I was like, that'll be my woman crush of the week. And then you come in and you're like, we got to talk about this about Carrie. And I'm like, yeah, we got to talk about this about Carrie. And I'm like, this just fell into place. This was meant to be. So Carrie McLeod, CarrieOnLife.com, Carrie on Life on Twitter. Find her, Carrie on Life on Facebook still. She is amazingly strong. Just some of the stuff she has gone through. We're not going to go into details, but she is a phenomenal woman. She is someone that I strive to be because she doesn't take shit from anybody. No. And I don't cuss very much. But she, again, kind of like you, where she's just like, I don't have to deal with that, so I'm not going to.
Right.
And I just love that about her. People like you women, I'm just like, yes, can I not be such a freaking pansy and be a little bit more strong? So Carrie, there you go. I couldn't do it with you here because then I would end up crying because I, again, am a pansy. All right. Woman crush of the week. Yay. So we have had movie screenings out the rear when it comes to Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. Like, these movie people that I've been working with have been amazing. We just had a movie screening on Monday, which was kind of a last minute thing, but I was able to get a couple winners. And then we have another one coming up. Let's see. It'll be September 2nd. So that's fastly approaching. That's mm-hmm. next week. Yeah. It's for the movie Learning to Drive. And we talked about it last week. And the screening's going to be at 7:30 p.m. at the Landmark Greenwood Village. I have one more set of tickets to give away. So if you want a chance to win, send an email. All I need is your name. I'm not asking for a social security number. I'm not asking for birthday. I'm not asking for your mother's maiden name. I just need your first and last name. And I will pick a winner by probably Monday. Yes, Monday. So, twogirlsinabottleofwine@gmail.com. And if you want to see the trailer for Learning to Drive, I will post the link for that. Have you watched the trailer, Amber?
I have not.
It's okay. It's okay. Tell you a little bit about the movie. Academy Award nominee Patricia Clarkson and Academy Award winner Ben Kingsley star in this feel-good coming-of-middle-age comedy about a mismatched pair who help each other overcome life's roadblocks. Festival circuit favorite Learning to Drive, which is chosen by the audience as a winner in the festival in 2014's Toronto International Film Festival. So it's already made. It's a mark. And I feel like it being released to the public is just going to be awesome.
Very cool.
Yep.
Sounds exciting.
twogirlsinabottleofwine@gmail.com. And I just got word today that there's going to be another movie screening in a couple weeks. I didn't bring my phone down. But stay tuned.
Very
exciting. That was a teaser. You know nothing about what I'm talking about. All right. Hollywood happenings. What? Anything on your radar?
I have to say the whole Duggar scandal is kind of on my radar right now.
I've been trying to avoid it.
I know.
I'm just like, that's so horrible. It's kind of like the Jared and Subway thing.
Yeah.
So what? I haven't clicked on any links because I'm like, I don't want to know what's going on. So the Duggars are the family that had a million kids, and then their kids are having a million kids, and they were on one of the TV shows, or what, Lifetime, or
TLC.
Bravo. There we go. Good job. All right, so what's going on with the scandal?
So I try not to click on too many of the articles as well, but I do follow Duggar Family Official on Facebook.
That's awesome. What are they saying about this?
So they offer, they often put out a family statement. And so recently with Josh Duggar and the Ashley Madison scandal, they had mentioned...
Were they tied together? I told you, I'm not clicking on stuff, so I don't know anything. Educate me, Amber.
Yes. So when Ashley Madison came out,
His name was on the list
that he had put forth like almost $1,000 worth to Ashley Madison over the over 2 year span time.
Oh my goodness.
I don't remember what the years were, but so that was the second scandal that came out outside of the first scandal, which was about the abuse to his siblings and other younger people. And so, yeah, he was tied to the Ashley Madison account.
Oh my gosh.
So it was announced that he has entered into a long-term rehabilitation facility, and they're asking for prayers, and they're just, I don't think they use the word disgusted. They definitely said it a lot more eloquently, but they're kind of disgusted with his choices and how much it goes against what they believe in, their faith and their values.
It's kind of like the Duck Dynasty people.
Yeah.
But theirs was not, it was kind of blown out of proportion.
Right.
But it's like the media seeks out ways to bring these people down. But the Duggar thing, it sounds like he dug his own.
Yeah.
And his poor family is having to suffer because of it. And that's a huge family.
It's heartbreaking. Well, it's all of the 19 kids and then his parents and then, you know, the older ones who have siblings. But he has a wife and I think his wife just had like their third or fourth kid.
Right.
So, you know, I know it talked about how Anna is her name. Anna is going through a lot of things and they're asking for prayer. And she's actually in counseling as well to try and deal with this.
Oh, I'm sure.
So.
And I'm sure they don't believe in divorce.
No.
So.
Yeah.
Counseling and rehab. Whew.
Yeah.
Well, in happier news, Kelly Clarkson's pregnant again.
I know. That's exciting.
Her mother, or mother-in-law and her husband announced their separation a few weeks ago. Yeah. That was sad news. But this is great news. Kelly Clarkson and her husband, Brandon Blackstock, are expecting baby number two.
So exciting.
In less happier news, Megan Fox filed divorce from her husband, Brian Austin Green. Did you watch 90210?
I did.
So you had a little crush on him, but then you kind of got older and bleh.
I know. But it's still sad.
It is. All divorces are sad.
Yeah.
And I kind of forgot that he was in a car accident.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So they got married in 2010. They dated for 6 years before that. And on June 15th, she filed for separation. Or June 15th, they filed for separation. And then she filed for divorce officially last week. And I guess there was a bad car accident in December of 2014. They were hit by a drunk driver. And ever since then, he has vertigo that, like, makes it so he can barely get out of bed. So now they're saying she's probably going to have to pay spousal support.
Oh, wow.
Because she's been working pretty steady.
I wonder if I can get that from my lawn boy. Because I have vertigo on very bad days.
There you go.
So I think that he should
have to get married first.
Well, he should probably work on that. Clock is ticking.
Oh, I thought you had a due date for that.
And we do. I just still like that. To push it.
Oh, okay, just in case.
Just in case.
He starts to go, I don't know. Wait, nope. Stand right. Track, mister.
That's right.
Tracy Morgan got married.
Oh, yeah.
To his longtime love. It's just been about a year since he was in that horrible car crash. Remember when the Walmart truck?
I didn't realize that had been a year.
Yeah. Time's flying, man. We're getting old.
I know. So sad.
It's his fiance. They've been together for a long time, but they got married Sunday night. They actually have a 2-year-old daughter. So
very cute.
Yay. Now, are you ready to get sad?
Always.
So we're talking about wanting money for boobs. The list of the highest paid actresses was released, and I just feel poor.
Yeah.
So run through the list. You ready?
Yes.
Go.
Jennifer Lawrence, $52 million.
Holy muffin.
She could buy me some boobs.
She could totally buy me and you boobs. I need to be friends
with her. Scarlett Johansson, $35.5 million, which actually surprises me.
Well, she's been in some of those, like, comic book movies, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't watch those, but I think she's in that world.
Yeah. Melissa McCarthy, $23
million. That's awesome.
Yeah, she's funny. I love her.
She's hilarious.
Bang Bang Fan?
I don't know who that is.
$21 million, and we don't even know who they are.
Right.
So how is this happen?
Google.
What? Jennifer Aniston is only $16.5 million.
What has she been doing? Commercials?
Oh, yeah.
What else has she been doing? Like, how is she earning that money?
Yeah, right?
Because she's been in a couple movies, but they flopped.
Yeah, does she get, like, royalties from friends?
Or, like, spousal support from Brad Pitt?
Maybe.
Now that she's married, that has ended.
Yes.
The next one shocks me.
I know. Julia Roberts is only $16
million. Only $16 million.
I think it's only $16
million. What has she been doing?
Oh, that's true. If you look at it like that. She did make that new...
She did
the voiceover. No. She did the voiceover for that Mother Nature thing. Have you seen that going around on Facebook?
No.
Where it's... it was saying that Julia Roberts is breaking the internet with this video, and it's showing all these things about Mother Nature, and her voice is perfect for it. But it talks about how we are ruining Mother Nature. We're ruining the earth, and no matter what, Mother Nature at the end is always going to win because she is Mother Nature. So she will always be here even though we come and go.
You need to send me this video.
Yeah, it's a little disturbing, but it's really good.
They blocked Facebook at work.
Oh, sad.
Which is good. But I used to like... multitask, and now I can't because my phone is way too small, even though I have the 6 Plus. It's way too small.
Yeah, it is difficult.
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But $16 million, I don't think that was worth it. Like, yeah, what is she doing?
Probably not. I keep forgetting that all these people haven't done anything in a while.
Right. The next one, Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, $15 million.
To be married to Brad Pitt? Is that what she's getting paid for?
She's like an ambassador or something, though, right?
Yeah, but does she get paid for that? I feel like that's a volunteer thing.
I don't know. That's weird.
Next one, I feel like she should be making more, but...
Right? Reese Witherspoon, $15 million.
She's one of my favorites.
I love her. America's sweetheart.
She is. Like, there are no tattoos on that woman.
There are not.
Sorry. I'm sorry, Amber. You totally opened the door and I walked
in. Now we're going to talk about sex, Janet.
No.
Every time you insult me, we talk about sex.
I didn't insult you. Oh my gosh, let's talk about the tights.
Ties. So, Anne Hathaway and Kristen Stewart tie at $12 million.
So I want to say the first time I read this, I'm like, they totally jacked up. There's 2 9s. I'm an idiot. And I'm like, oh, they're both at 12.
I would have done the same thing.
Okay, again, Anne Hathaway. La Miserable, whatever. That was the last thing I remember from her. The Devil Wears Prada before that.
Oh, yeah.
What's happened since then?
I know. I just remember Princess Diaries.
And that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I know they have like 5 of them, but right? It's been a while. Kristen Stewart, she's still got the Twilight stuff. And she, we actually just saw a movie with her in it, which she was amazing. The movie itself, American Ultra.
I didn't hear of it.
I think you would like it. It's just a little dark and violent for me.
Oh, sweet.
I don't like when people die.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, number 10.
Cameron Diaz at $11 million.
She has the book, the body book.
She does.
I own it. I've tried to read it. I'm not a reader. Sorry, Carrie. Again, while you're my woman crush of the week, you have superpowers. I don't. I'm addicted to YouTube. But What else has Cameron done? She did the remake of Annie.
She did. Didn't she?
But didn't that flop?
Yeah, I think so.
Did it come out? It did come out, yeah.
Yeah.
What
did
else?
Did she have something new?
Maybe.
I thought something new just came out.
She got engaged? Married?
I don't know. Maybe.
But I don't think you get paid for that.
You could.
Maybe in Hollywood. They're all jacked up. But right? Anyway, I feel poor.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's cheers to that poorness.
Woohoo.
It was funny. Amber came in. She's like, do we drink wine on the podcast? I'm like, well, yes. Yes, we do.
Let's I'm from do Wisconsin. That. We drink.
All right. Good to know. Future, there will be red wine.
Of course.
I'm making pouring. Her drink white wine.
I know. Well, she poured it all the way to the top. It was like, here you go.
So I was buying my Prosecco because that's what I'm drinking. I'm not really drinking wine this week. And I'm like, ooh, what's that little cardboard box of wine? That would be perfect for a movie theater. And so that was all I had for you. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
But since I broke the cardboard open, that means you had to drink it all.
I can handle it. I'm
Are you
in.
Sure?
Oh, yes. I
okay.
can do this.
Carrie, I'm sorry.
But did you also hear, since you said it was great for movies, did you hear that they are now, they just started checking bags?
Yes. That's yeah. on my chatter
oh.
list.
Oh.
The Regal,
sorry.
The Regal Cinemas.
I jumped ahead.
So I was thinking about that. And do you do Ipsy?
I have on occasion, yes.
What do you mean on occasion?
Like I've looked into it. I've seen it.
Oh.
I've opened the app.
No, Ipsy. Not Etsy.
Oh, no. I don't know what that is.
Okay. I'm like... What?
You got nothing.
Okay, so it's a subscription service. You've seen those. Like yeah. the shave a month and they get like...
Oh, yeah, I do Stitch Fix.
Okay, what's that?
That's where I get sent clothes every month.
What?
Yeah, I get
How
sent...
How much do you pay?
So you pay $20 for a styling fee, uh-huh. and then you can choose what range your clothes are in. I normally spend right around $170, but I get a...
A month?
Yes, but I get $100 off.
So you spend $70?
Well, no, it's normally more than
$270.
That. $270. Yeah. And but they send me 5 items of clothing every month, oh. and I can choose whether I keep all of them or send them away. But I feel that the price is worth it because the clothes are great. I have my own personal stylist, and I never have to go to the mall. I hate the mall. I hate shopping.
It's
I hate people.
What is it called again?
Stitch Fix.
Stitch Fix. Uh-oh.
Yes.
Mine is much cheaper. It's $10 a month.
Oh, Ipsy. Yes.
Okay.
I have seen that.
I don't
that.
Understand. Did I say it weird? The
no,
first time?
I'm just stupid.
No, you're not.
I'm
you
special.
You are intelligent. No. Oh, what was I? Where was I going with this?
I'm
story?
Sorry. The
oh,
movie
Ipsy
theater.
Bags.
Yeah.
So you get this different bag every month,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like an Ipsy bag could hold one of those cardboard things of wine.
Oh, there you go.
And then they just see it as makeup.
Oh, that is good. That's smart.
Yes. Or. This is a little weird, but the stitching in the bottom of your purse could be unstitched, and you could put like a zipper there.
There you go.
Yeah. So nice. Hopefully the bad guys.
I know. I was like, trying... or you just made a.
Yeah.
Just give them a
so,
hint.
Regal Cinemas. They started. They let us know they're going to start checking bags in response to, of course, the shootings in theaters around the country. Their website says it's not without flaws and would inconvenience guests, but provide better security. It's unclear when the policy begins, but several local television stations reported online that customers noticed the change in Texas, Virginia, Florida, and Ohio beginning earlier this month.
So are they happy or unhappy about the changes?
I feel like, because I don't know, but me inside, I'm a little conflicted. I'm like, okay, because... You already have to show, like,
right.
sometimes when we go to screenings, they want to check and make sure I don't have, like, a video camera going in my purse. And they've seen, like, me sneaking edamame because I like healthier snacks.
Yeah.
And so I feel, I wonder what their reaction would be to a cardboard thing of wine.
Right.
Like, they'd be like, you have issues beyond what we can, at least you don't have a weapon.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a weapon for myself, but now you, yeah.
Because I was talking to Carrie about it, and we were kind of surprised that it's taken 2 years.
Right.
Since, you know, the Aurora shooting for something like this to take place.
Right. But he came in the side door.
You're right, he did.
And he didn't, like, come in with the regular
no,
people.
No, true. That's a good point.
Yeah. So maybe they're just slow. They're
yeah.
slow to catch on. Like, let's, you know, maybe if they do like the metal detector.
Oh, there you go.
There we go. Don't look in my purse for my wine.
Right?
wave it with a metal detector and see
totally.
If I... Yeah. I don't know. But I am okay with it as long as it protects me, but don't take my wine away.
Yeah, at least let me bring my food in still.
Right. Or you guys could start serving salads.
Exactly.
There's some theaters that do the whole meal thing.
Yeah, but not for like $10.
No. No. I don't want a little side salad for $10. That's not okay. Stupid. I will go with the $10 candy.
Yes.
It's so bad. But yeah. All right. Other chatter. Anything on your map that has been, I guess, chatted about in your direction? I am fudging this up. I am just like, boop, boop, can't talk. I feel like I get stuck in cubicle land so much that I don't. Like, know what's going on in the world. Like, there was that sad story yesterday about the news people that got shot. And I'm like, what's happening? At 10 o'clock last night. I'm like, Steve, what's going on? He's like, what?
I don't like to watch the news for those reasons. I think that our social media, everything just blows it up. And I get that we have to know about it. I get that it's important news. And people's lives are affected. But I think it's just making it worse. I don't want to turn on the news. It
dwells on the negative.
Yeah.
I watch the first 20 minutes of the news locally. Channel 4 is good about, like, they're just like, hey, this is what's happening locally and blah, blah, blah. And then they did mention that because that was kind of a big deal.
Right.
And I'm like, what's happening? But they didn't, like, show any videos or anything. I guess there was, like, an actual video.
Oh, yeah. He videotaped it.
Yeah. My boss was telling me about it today. He's like, did you watch the video? And I'm like, no, I don't think I would, even if I knew it was there.
Yeah, like, I'm a dark person, don't get me wrong, but I don't Amber, like hearing
the dark angel.
I don't like hearing all the sad news. I remember when I first moved to Colorado, I turned on the news and some woman had been killed by her daughter's boyfriend and shoved in the back of a car, and I was like, and I'm done watching the news.
Was your news back in Wisconsin a little bit happier?
Yeah, I think our top story was like our high school basketball team made it to the championships.
That's how it was in Missouri. It was kind of that, like, crime rate was lower and they didn't really have much to talk about. Now I go back to Missouri and I'm like, oh,
yeah,
it's up there with Denver.
I know. My hometown just actually had a whole bunch of shootings. They had like 5 shootings in one weekend, which has never happened.
How many people live in your hometown?
It's probably like 50,000.
Whoa, that's huge.
Yeah. So it's a lot compared to other small towns, but we've always been a kind of a small community. That's kind of how we just are. Mm-hmm. And to have shootings like that, it's so sad.
That's what happened when I went home last time. Like, I'm like, oh, turn on the news. I like the news here. What? There was a trailer park shooting, like 4 people died. I'm like, turn off. I don't care anymore.
I know. It's so sad.
But I feel like I may be wrong. When I say I feel, it's an opinion. So CBS 4 Denver is really good about, like, having some, like, balance.
Okay.
Like, because I'll be like, Steve, turn on the news. That means I turn over, close my eyes, and I drift off to sleep to what's happening in the world. Sometimes I make it to the weather. Sometimes I don't. And then he can turn it off.
Nice.
But he is constantly watching Fox News, and I'm just like.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. All right. So there's, here's some chatter that I've been running across and I thought we should talk about.
All right.
We're both like workout people. We're not Carrie McLeod run 10 miles.
Yeah, no.
I don't run on the treadmill.
I get bored.
Elliptical. I tweeted the other day that the elliptical is better for you than the treadmill.
Interesting, because I think I actually just heard a little while back that the elliptical, if you do it for too long, is actually bad for you.
Well, everything in moderation.
Yeah, true.
So are you an elliptical fan?
Yes, I do. Were the elliptical.
Were you the one arguing with Carrie?
Yes.
Okay.
And I also recently started spinning more, too. But I love the elliptical and spinning. I am not a fan of the treadmill. I get bored.
Me, too. I have to have my iPad there. And then sometimes what I'm watching doesn't go with running. So I just walk.
Yeah. Right.
I'm like, ugh. YouTube. So I found a couple stories about water, which sounds super boring when I introduce them like that. So have you heard about alkaline water?
I have not.
I haven't either. So it claims to be greater for hydration.
Isn't alkaline like a battery?
That's what I thought. Like Duracell, the bunny?
Yeah.
It's a new hydration trend that some say is superior to regular water. Model Miranda Kerr drinks it, so it must be awesome. And so does Mark Wahlberg.
So I do love Mark Wahlberg.
Do you?
Yeah.
Look at you. You're just like, period. Yep.
I mean, I wouldn't leave my lawn boy for him, but I do have those as well that I would leave him for, which he is well aware of.
Gotcha. If they paid you any attention, you would
Yes, run. I'd be right there.
Yeah.
Not a problem. I'll see you later. Bye.
Yeah. So proponents of this new alkaline water believe that maintaining a... Okay, this is going to get scientific. You're into that stuff.
Somewhat, yeah.
So let's get in work mode. believe that maintaining a bodily pH of 7.4 is the key to perfect health. Drinking alkaline water, which is less acidic than tap water, can help the body stay better hydrated and disease-free. pH is measured on a scale of 0 to 14. Why did they choose 14? That's not right. A round number at all.
No.
A pH of 7 is considered neutral. Values below 7 are considered acidic, while those above 7 are alkaline. I feel like I learned this in school sometime.
Yeah, I think there was like those little like drops yeah. and like the things yes. with the colors. I don't know.
Yes. And most tap water has a neutral pH. Well, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency recommends that the pH of drinking water be between 6.5 and 8.5. One brand of alkaline water was advertised at having a pH of 9.5. Woo!
Yeah.
Have you heard of the new asparagus water?
No.
It's the new trend in Whole Foods. Whole what? Foods is its own world. Yeah, like there's chunks of asparagus in water now.
Ew. I like asparagus, but that's just no.
I do too. But like, I don't like chunks in my water.
Yeah, that's not so much.
No. I used to try and put fruit because I don't like water.
Right.
But I discovered the liquid mint in Ooh. Your baking aisle. Bam.
Nice.
And so I don't pay $10 for a bottle of mint water. I make it even mintier, and I pay like $4 for this little, and it looks like I'm carrying around a little thing of alcohol because it's a little sweet. Brown bottle. And I have one at my desk. I have one in my kitchen. It's awesome. Oh. Yeah.
See, I just like regular tasting water.
You like water. That was going to be my next question. What's your opinion water. About water?
I don't drink pop. I don't drink juices, really.
I like
water. I like coconut water.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that's a little too sweet for me, which is something you'll never hear me say. I love Malibu rum because of the sweetness. I used to drink Southern Comfort and Diet Dr. Pepper.
Nice.
Uber sweet.
Yeah.
But coconut water, it's not refreshing to me.
See, I don't mind the coconut water. I hate vitamin water. I hate vitamin water, the Sobe water. Like,
it's like so... watered down Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
It's disappointing.
And it leaves a weird taste in my mouth. I just... Blah.
Do you like the carbonated water?
So, I like clearly Canadian carbonated water, which I've heard is making a comeback, which I'm very excited about.
I didn't know that went away.
Yeah. That went away a long time ago. Oh. And I was so sad.
Again, stuck in my cube.
So, it's supposed to be coming back.
Okay.
But that is the only carbonated water that I have and will ever drink.
Have you tried La Croix? I don't know how to say it. I just like...
I thought it was LaCroix.
I don't know.
LaCroix works too.
It's like I'm like talking a loogie or something.
And I have tried it. I don't like it.
See, I used to drink like six sodas a day.
Oh, wow.
It was bad. Like I had a 12-pack in my office until my work enabled me and got a free soda machine. Like you could hit button until it ran out of Diet Coke and then I would complain. And the soda guy would get called, and I would push it again. So it took a lot for me to get off soda, and the carbonated water helped me.
Hmm.
I like the orange flavors the best.
Okay. Like
the citrus, I guess. Grapefruit, orange. Target has a good one, but you're, like, looking at me like, no.
I know. I just like the regular straight-up water. I really like Smart Water with the electrolytes in it.
Do you taste the difference?
There is a little bit of a taste because I will say over the weekend I had a water called Core or something that was supposed
is that
to have
with a C.
Yes,
C O R E.
Yeah.
Where did you get this?
Some random gas station on my way to a baseball game.
Okay.
And so I tried that and just didn't taste as good as Smart Water, even though it was supposed to have the electrolytes.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like the electrolytes help me a little bit better if I, you know, after a workout or something like that. But
do you like Gatorade?
No.
Okay, but
too sweet.
Coconut water is supposed to have electrolytes, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And if you drink it, I've heard, before you go to bed after drinking alcohol a lot, that should hopefully help, just like Gatorade does with your hangover.
See, my recipe for hangovers is 4 ibuprofen and 2 vitamin B before bed and a whole bottle of regular water.
Ah.
But I tend to forget to do that.
Yeah.
And then I wake up at like 5 a.m. the next morning going, oh my God, I want to die. And then right. I try and it's kind of too late.
Yeah.
That's my... I don't do it often, Mom. I don't do it often. Dang.
What? I do it every day.
Oh.
Just kidding.
You need to chug your wine.
I know. Dude, I had way more than
do
you.
Do we need a straw?
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
And I'm talking a lot.
Yeah. And do you do the 8 glasses of water a day?
So I probably drink anywhere between 64 to like 110 ounces of water a day.
How many glasses of water is that?
I don't know.
I'm like, what?
I would do math.
So those water bottles that you get like at Walmart, yes. They're like 16 ounces.
Yes. I have one that's 32 ounces.
Gotcha. And... like, I heard one time in my life that 8 ounces of water is a glass.
Yes.
So, anyway, I don't even care.
That's too much math for
That's
me.
That's a lot
so
of water.
So I'm going to go with, like,
I told Steve, I'm like, I can't do what I'm supposed to do for my body weight. And then I saw this on Yahoo.com, reputable source, that you don't need to drink 8 glasses of water. It's a myth.
I don't believe it.
Drink 8 cups of water a day. It's been shoved into our brain forever. It's kind of like the eat 5 servings of fruits and veggies a day. Do you do that?
No, I do.
Because I could see you being...
Yeah, I do eat a lot.
You and Carrie are very good at that.
Veggies and fruit, but I don't know that it's a full 5 servings.
Do you get 8 hours of sleep a day?
Oh, no.
These are like the things they tell us we need to be doing.
Yeah.
So it's a statistic so central to leading a healthy life that we don't question anymore. We just say, this is where we should be, and this is where we are, which is usually way below. And I have found that when I eat the recommended vegetables for the day, I am totally having stomach issues.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fiber happening that my body's right? like, what the hell are you doing to us?
I know, I'm texting my trainer. I'm always like, really? This is what happens when I eat all the vegetables? Are you kidding me? He's like, don't worry, it'll pass.
It's like yeah, I can't know. Have a life outside the bathroom. Thanks. Poopery.
Right? Yeah.
Poopery.
Well, have you seen that Big Bang Theory episode where Sheldon decides to do, what does he call it? Like Chris, I don't know. He decides to have Brussels sprouts or something one night. He decides that one of the nights we he's going to eat a bunch of vegetables.
Uh-huh.
He has a word for it that I can't remember. And then he like falls down the stairs and all he's doing is farting the whole time.
I missed that one.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
I miss Sheldon. Can I come into the out now? Have you seen Home?
I have not seen it. I want to see it.
You have no idea what I'm talking about.
I know. I want to see it so bad.
You must see it.
See, I don't go to movie theaters.
I have to wait until
it comes into...
Isn't it... out?
Netflix? Is it on Netflix?
I don't know if it's on Netflix.
I'll ask the lawn boy to put it on.
Yes. Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh. I really want to see it.
Oh, yes. Sheldon fan. All right. All right. So back squirrel. All right. So, but here's the thing when it comes to this 8 glasses of water rule. It's not actually backed up by any science. So unlike the alkaline water that was like throwing alkaline numbers and balances and pH and acidity at us. This is not backed up by science. They're forcing us to drink up even when you're not thirsty. It can be harmful, according to this article at yahoo.com.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So a guy with the MD after his name, I'm assuming he's a guy, Aaron Carroll, MD, urges readers to forget about aiming for 64 ounces and instead listen to your body. And I feel like that's a great thing in general. I have the thing where I eat because I'm bored.
Yes.
Or because I'm stressed.
Yeah.
Or because I'm happy. Or because I'm sad. I eat. And I'm like, I need to pay attention to my body. When I'm hungry, my body says, hey, yo, feed me.
Right.
But I like food.
See, sometimes my body doesn't tell me that, though. So then it's like 10 hours later, I'm like, I have not eaten today.
Steve's like that. He forgets to eat.
Yeah.
I'm like, how are you not dying right now?
I know. I don't know.
Hmm. Yeah, so listen to your body when it comes to food. Amber, you need to put alerts in your phone.
I know. Well, I tried putting alerts on my little, like, jawbone wristband thing.
Okay.
And that didn't work. Oh. I just started to ignore them because I couldn't remember what they were for. So.
Do you have it on now?
I do.
Very cool. Red.
Yeah.
That's a bold color.
I know. I'm a bold person.
You are. That's what I love about you. Now, weirdest laws in America. I think I've talked about this on the podcast before, but every time I see a new article, I'm like,
I was actually told that you and Carrie talked about this on her first podcast.
Yep. I like them.
They're so weird.
They are.
None of them make sense. Like, why would you even make that a law? Right. Obviously, someone had to have done something.
Let's start with Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
I put it on here. I didn't put all 50 states because
that would be
boring.
Yeah.
Wisconsin. No butter substitutes may be fed to students, patients, or inmates of any state institution unless a doctor prescribes it for their health. Suck on that, smart balance.
That's very interesting.
There you go.
That might be why so many people in Wisconsin are such a higher weight than everybody else is because they can't eat no butter substitutes.
Right. Now, do you want to talk about Colorado's weird law? I think we've talked about this one, but I just want to reiterate.
Sure. So in Colorado, since a horse is technically a vehicle, you're not allowed to enjoy a Dale's Pale Ale on horseback or any booze for that matter.
So no drinking and horsing.
Damn it. I was planning on doing that.
This weekend, right?
Yeah, totally.
I won't tell.
Okay. Perfect.
In Kentucky, where Petra, one of my other, that's why I picked Kentucky. I have method to my madness. I really do. So I was like, what are some states that are related to the podcast? All right. So dye a baby chick, duckling, or rabbit any hue of the rainbow in Kentucky, and you'll be charged $100 to $500 fine. You're also not allowed to sell them, since this only pertains to the live animals. You're presumably in the clear if you're gifted a deceased green chick. So if I give you a dead green chick, you're cool. Should you keep that gift, though, you may have some other issues to address.
What am I going to do with it if I keep it?
So you can't dye a baby chick hot pink. I think that's stupid.
Right?
I want to dye my chicks pink.
Me too.
All right. Minnesota, because I felt like it was close to Wisconsin.
Yes.
That was my thinking.
Do you know that I actually once had a conversation with someone from Trinidad, Colorado, where they thought Wisconsin was a city in Minnesota?
Oh,
so heavens. This will work.
I'm not that stupid. I'm not that stupid. Like, I was like, I feel like they're up there together.
They are. And they're pretty close.
You guys got similar accents?
We do. Yes.
Are you sure? Are you just humoring me?
No, we do.
Okay. All right. So what's the silly law in Minnesota?
In a flagrant show of disrespect for old-timey farmers everywhere, Minnesota made greased pig contests and turkey scrambles unlawful.
Did you ever attend one of those when you lived in Wisconsin?
No.
Okay, that's good. I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
I was hoping you would provide some insight.
I mean, I can maybe guess at a greased pig contest, but a turkey scramble, I think a turkey scramble is actually like where you go and try to catch a turkey with a bag.
Oh, that sounds very dangerous for the
right.
turkey.
And greased pigs, I believe, is actually where they grease up the pig with something, and then you try and catch the pigs.
Okay. Is alcohol involved? Let's see.
My guess is yes.
Nebraska. Why did I pick Nebraska? Well, Nebraska is close to Colorado, and I feel like there's a lot of Cornhusker fans here.
Yeah, there really are.
A lot.
Yeah.
Like when it comes football season, you'll see a lot of that red flying. So marriage law in the Cornhusker state includes some normal provisions, like a minimum age of 17, and some less normal ones, like a statute preventing any person with a venereal disease from marrying. I think that should be a law everywhere.
Yeah, I agree.
I think when I was growing up, I heard or my parents told me that you have to take a test before you get married. And if you so that your spouse to be knows what they're getting into. But that was when I was raised.
Interesting choice.
With abstinence of words. Before marriage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know where that came from. But don't you think that would be a good idea?
I agree. It would
be. Like, some of those diseases don't show up right away.
Yeah. I feel like we should all just be able to carry them with, like, carry those tests with us.
Or, like, have badges. Yeah. Like, tattoos.
Yes.
Like, I have herpes.
Right.
I have, hepatitis. So, Ohio. Why did I choose Ohio? I don't know.
Probably because this one is a little strange.
I think that's right. So, you can talk about this.
So, giving fish alcohol is prohibited in Ohio.
Are you a fishing person?
No, but I've never had a chance to even try fishing.
Ever?
Yeah. So
sorry,
I
Steve.
Just want to try it.
I didn't know there were people in the world like this.
I want someone to take me fishing.
Yes. So the next time Steve's like, hey, let's go fishing, because we do it like once a year, I'm going to be like, yes, I'm going to call Amber. We're going to plan.
I'm in.
And we'll bring Lawn Boy.
Yes.
All right.
I mean, he's got to be good for something other than doing lawn, right?
He could probably put the worm on the hook.
I'm guessing. Yeah. He should be okay with
that. Even though I assume that you could probably do that.
I could, yes.
Yeah, I have some issues. I'm like, ew. Okay, Oklahoma. The reason I chose Oklahoma is because that's where Carrie's going to be living one day.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that is true.
So bear wrestling and horse tripping events are strictly verboten in Oklahoma. And that's a word I haven't used in my lifetime. Although, if you think wrestling a bear is a good idea, you have bigger problems than the state penal codes.
Well, I guess Carrie's no longer wrestling bears.
Nope, don't wrestle bears, Carrie.
She might need to give that up. Blake. I hope that's not a deal breaker.
Right. Texas. The reason I chose Texas is because that's where Miranda's from.
Oh, there you go.
What's the Texas weird law?
So if you're standing up, you're only legally allowed to take 3 sips of beer, which means if you're chugging, you better sit down.
What about a keg stand? What is that? And your feet are on the ground.
That's a very good question. That must be how we invented right. the keg stand.
I can
stand.
Only do sips. So if I want to chug, here, pick my feet up.
Right?
And then the last one, Wyoming, is kind of like part of Colorado.
Yeah.
So Wyoming, taking or harming a fish with a gun is against the law in Wyoming. So you'll just have to stick with the fishing pole, Amber.
All right. I'm pretty sad about that. I was hoping my aim with a gun would be really good.
Are you a gun owner?
I'm not a gun owner, but I would like to be.
Okay. So you're not like anti-gun.
No.
Okay. Good. We can still be friends.
Yes.
All right. What else is happening in the chatter world? Starbucks. Are you a Starbucks drinker?
Yes.
Did you read over this article?
I briefly looked over it and I thought it was crap.
Have you heard of the secret menu crap that they've been talking about? Always hear like secret menus of Taco Bell, secret menus of Starbucks. Well, this article, I don't know why I pictured you as a Starbucks lover. And I was like, I bet she could totally relate to this because I don't drink Starbucks very much. And when I do, I get the really bad ones for you that are on the menu.
Right.
So this article, they sent someone to talk to actual baristas and be like, what do you think about this? So what you start this off?
Well, I think, so I'm having to remember what this exactly is, actually, now that you've put me on the spot. But their thought is that there actually isn't a secret menu. I mean, you can kind of make up anything as you go anyways. They'll put whatever you want in a drink.
They'll follow orders.
Right.
But don't walk up and say, I want the Care Bear Frappuccino with a slice of rainbow.
Yeah, it's really just making their jobs more difficult to try and, like, go on Pinterest or go wherever and find these secret menus and name off something like that. And they're like, what the hell? Just tell me what the crap to put in it.
Right.
I just don't understand they'll follow.
It's like Burger King. They'll make it your way.
Yeah, I know.
It's your way.
I mean, my drink is absolutely ridiculous. I actually have a picture of one of my drinks that is insane.
Okay, order a drink.
Triple venti, non-fat, 2-pump, no whip, caramel brulee latte. Or they also have the mocha, during the wintertime, they have the mocha salted caramel.
Oh, I love salted caramel. Yes. Anything.
But I don't like mocha. So mine is always a triple venti, non-fat, 2-pump, no whip, no mocha, caramel mocha latte, or caramel mocha, salted caramel mocha.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Mind blown.
I know.
I have a hard time where I'm like, non-fat skinny. I don't want any calories. Fewer calories. Like, I have said that before. And Steve's like, oh, God, I am never bringing you here again. Because I don't know what I'm doing. I don't go there very often. But I want it to taste good but not have the calories. Make it happen. And I want it caramely.
Right? Yeah.
That's my thing. Yeah. So the moral of this story is there is no secret menu. Be nice to your barista. Tip them. I don't think people tip them.
I don't think they do either.
Like, I have seen, like, cars in the drive-thru, and I'm like, there's a bucket with cash in it. That's not for the homeless animals.
Right?
Tip your barista.
I agree.
And your server.
Mm-hmm.
And your Ambers.
And your strippers.
Yes. Yes. Well, Amber, thank you so much. La Lovely Vintage. La Lovely Vintage. Hey guys, it's Janet from Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. If you've listened to the podcast, you've heard Miss Tara Dover on my podcast, and you've heard us talk about La Lovely Vintage. But I want to take a moment to talk about it a little bit more. La Lovely Vintage is Colorado's first vintage shop on wheels. It was founded in 2011, and Tara decided to take her online vintage shop to the vibrant streets of Denver in the spring of 2013. La Lovely Vintage is located inside a reconstructed 1957 Shasta trailer named Lucy. Tara travels all over Colorado collecting and selling the finest hand-picked vintage goods. And on top of searching for long-lost, one-of-a-kind treasures, Tara restores all of her products to like-new condition. All products are hand-washed, dry-cleaned, mended, and ready to go. If you want to know where La Lovely Vintage is going to be next, check out her website at www.lalovelyvintage.com.
Did I not get any fun questions from Aubrey?
Oh, crap. Keep me on task and stuff.
I'm an organized person and I still have a lot of wine to drink.
You do. I was looking forward to getting off the podcast and sipping the rest of our drinks together.
We'll do that too.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Question and answer fun.
Yes.
I'm so sorry. I have them here. And Aubrey's like, what the hell?
Right?
I made questions. All right. Who is your biggest Hollywood crush? Who is that one person that, yep. Mm-hmm. Bye, Lawn Boy.
Totally.
Whoa.
I know. It's so hard. He's not Hollywood necessarily, but I am really in love with Aaron Rodgers from the Green Bay Packers.
Okay. I was like, I know that name. Sports guy.
Yeah. Like Aaron Rodgers and Luke Bryan are the two people that I would leave the Lawn Boy for.
Have you watched the Luke Bryan butt shake montage? How often? Is that like your Friday?
Yes.
Noon?
Don't tell the Lawn Boy, but I watch it before special time.
Oh. Sorry, Lawn Boy.
It's amazing.
Name one thing that you cannot live without and why.
I would have to say Rocky. I know that eventually there will come my St. Bernard.
Okay. All right. The dog. The big dog. Very big dog.
Yes. I know that someday there will come a time. But I love that dog, even though he apparently seems to love the Lawn Boy more.
I hate that.
Yeah. However, I will say that if the Lawn Boy and I are play fighting, he does go after the Lawn Boy. And he's gotten him a good couple times.
Nice.
Yeah. So I appreciate that.
How much does Rocky weigh?
120 pounds.
Holy muffin.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years? So 10 years from today is 2025.
Ooh. Holy crap. Yikes. I see myself traveling. I think that that is the mine and Lawn Boy's dream. Is that from his lawn money?
Where do you want to go?
From his lawn money. We will be traveling.
Lawn Boy too.
Yeah. You know, the only two places that I really want to go is New Zealand and Australia.
I knew it. You love New Zealand. I knew it. I have a crystal ball and didn't know it. I thought you went to a wedding in New Zealand, but actually you went to a wedding and you love New Zealand.
Yes.
I just feel like a very, what is that?
I don't know.
I don't either. All right. If money wasn't a factor and you could choose anywhere in the world to vacation, where would it be?
So I kind of just answered that.
Okay.
Unfortunately, but Australia probably. I think I'd choose Australia or New Zealand.
But they have snakes that are huge.
I would like to hold snakes, though. I'm okay with it.
You and Petra.
Yeah, I do not like spiders, but snakes I'm okay with.
Spiders you can step on.
I don't care. I do not like spiders.
I can't do snakes. They can blend into things. They can move really fast. And I don't want to take the time to learn poisonous or non-poisonous. Everyone stay away.
Spiders can crawl into your mouth while you're sleeping and you don't even know it. I sleep naked. I can't even imagine what they could consider crawling into. That is not okay.
What happens when I'm asleep, as long as it doesn't wake me up, so be it.
Yeah, I've seen some bites, though, in some awkward spots where I'm like, that could have gone horribly wrong for me.
Like a brown recluse where it eats your skin.
Yeah, not okay.
That would be bad if it were certain places.
Yeah.
So that was question and answer fun. Totally out of order. I am so bad. I'm sorry. Thank you, Amber, for keeping me on task. Next week, we have Natty Waters.
Ooh.
So you got to get your questions into me by...
I'll try to do better than I did last time. That was really stressful.
That was awesome. You had me laughing. So the last time, it was... Who was after you?
I thought it was somebody else, but Teresa. I think it was Teresa, yeah.
It was Teresa that was after you. You thought it was going to be Stephanie.
Yeah, I don't know why, though, because I made, like... I had a really hard time choosing questions, so I made a couple questions for Teresa, and then I spaced it and forgot, and so then I started researching Stephanie.
The teacher called and said, your assignment's due.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, shit.
And you're like, crap, who is it? Here are the questions for Stephanie. I was like, well, that's awesome. But Stephanie's not happening. It's Teresa.
I felt so bad. I was like, oh, I suck.
It's all good. I haven't, I should, I've said this a million times, but I should create like a calendar so that everyone knows like who's when. I don't know what that would do for you guys, but maybe it would make me feel organized.
Maybe. It really just tried to get Carrie the week before me so she could ask me awkward questions to make you blush.
Ah.
That's really what it would do.
Gotcha. Carrie's coming up next month.
Yes, she is. September 21st, I think.
Look at you knowing stuff.
I know.
I have to look on my calendar, which is on my phone, which is upstairs because the phone affects the podcast sound. Wow. Yeah, you guys both know each other's dates. Like, yes. She's in. She's like, yeah, Amber's in, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I take it 1 week at a time. I plan ahead, but then I'm like, go away. Plan. I don't have to know about it till. Yeah, that's how I've ended up without co-host a week or two. And I'm like, this means I take a week off. Is that bad? No one's complained. All right, Amber, promise me you're going to share this podcast with at least 10 of your friends on their Facebook wall this week. Promise me.
I promise.
I've never done that before. I feel very demanding right now.
You are demanding.
And hashtag Carrie marries Blake. Mary Blake. Carrie. How are we going to do
Carrie marries Blake.
Yes. Yes. So we'll do that. And you'll be back.
I will. Someday.
And wow, you make it sound like a far, far away in a land.
You just never know. You have so many people. I just don't know.
Well, it's because there for a while I had like three people and I was like, I am totally making them work hard and I don't pay. Literally, there's no pay involved.
But we get wine.
Wine, yes.
Fully loaded.
Fully. I filled it up.
Yeah, and I don't even drink red wine or white wine and I'm drinking this.
Next time you're here, I promise to have red wine. I promise. I might buy it like tomorrow so I don't forget, but we will have red wine.
Fabulous.
Yeah. All right, well, cheers and have a fabulous week, everyone.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening. You found us once, but can you find us again? Make sure and check out our website at twogirlsinabottleofwine.com. You can listen to us on Podbean, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, Rockin' Comedy Radio, iTunes, Stitcher. All of our links can be found on Tumblr and Blogspot. Thanks, and we'll see you again soon!